It's time now to Take Five for your community. Take Five is brought to you by German American Bank, and what a great honor it is. We got a very special guest. Denise Hill McCarthy is with us from class of 1971, and I've talked a lot about this class getting together for their big reunion this weekend. Talked a lot about the class of 96. We're getting together this weekend as well. Denise, first off, welcome. I just appreciate your class and the fact that it's 55 years and you guys still know how to get together and throw a party and have a good time and meet with classmates. We just need to do this every 5 years, if not sooner than that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me. I've come in here on behalf of the class to talk about what we're doing at our 55th reunion, but also what we have done over the last 5 years since our 50th reunion. And I would urge all of you out there who have never signed up to be in a reunion, please do so. We've lost 17 classmates since our 50th. You always think you will see these people again, even if you think you'll run into them in Walmart. Well, you might not. And if you've moved away or you've moved back, take a minute and go. It's a joy.
It is. And, you know, it's always here, especially the locals, Denise. We were talking a lot about that. Sometimes getting the locals to come back, it's right in their back door. We'd love to see you. Don't think just because you live here, you don't need to come. You do need to come. Everybody needs to come.
And when you come to a reunion, somebody else planned for the food. You don't have to cook. You have time to enjoy your friends. And we're doing that this weekend with several events where our party is Friday night at the KFC. Unfortunately, everybody who signed up, we're using a local caterer, M&M Creations, and everybody who has signed up and already paid, we're almost closed for that. We really can't accept many more diners. We had four more sign up yesterday. I will say local people who just squeezed in under the wire. But we're going to start from 3 to 3:45 outside of the KC on Main Street at the Davis County Museum. Since our last reunion on the 50th, our class has created a foundation. We have $100,000 in that.
Wow, that is awesome.
Big donations, small donations. We gave a donation at the 50th for a couple of things, including a donation for the band for a new instrument. They had new uniforms, but the instruments needed refurbishing, and we gave to a couple of others. This time, we're giving thousands of dollars between four or five different groups, some in the grade schools, some in the high schools, and our fearless leader, Doug Lemon, has not revealed, or will not allow me to reveal at this time, who's going to get those awards. But we do say that from 3 to 4:30 at the Davis County Museum, they're going to celebrate what our foundation has accomplished. Kevin Frank, school superintendent, will be there, and Chris Jarrett, director of our community foundation. And the good thing is, when that's over at 4:30, everyone who's coming to the dinner at the KFC will just walk down Main Street, and we're going to have a dinner from 5. We're having appetizers from 5 to 6 p.m., and for you 1971 classmates who didn't sign up for dinner, at 5:45 we are having the class picture. If you would wander in, jump into our group and have the class picture, we really miss not seeing the people who didn't do that last time. Then from 6 till whenever, we're having our buffet with memories and door prizes and everything such as that. Then on Saturday morning, there's a school tour which will be occurring. People who live locally probably aren't concerned about that, but people who moved away like to look at the school again. The one thing you can come to if you didn't plan in advance, we have the Baymont Inn Conference Room, and we're doing what we did at our 50th. We created a munch and mingle kind of hangout. We have the hangout room, and we've invited people who want to show up at 12 o'clock. Bring your own lunch, sit down with us, talk with the people who are there. There'll be people who went to the reunion, people who didn't go to the reunion, and we're going to keep that room open all day. Unfortunately, some of us can't stay there till 10 o'clock at night because we're going to that 70s rock show. And there's a large group of us going, at least 14, as well as people from WC, class of 71. If we can all get there together, Chris Tucker, you know I'm talking to you, let's try to meet as a group and make a massive show of the 1970s people. I've just been told it'll be music from 70 to 79, I believe. That's us. By 79, we were even out of college and starting our lives, but come and rock on with us. There will probably be tickets at the door, and people tell us if you want to get there early, you can set as a block. So those are our events. We would love to have you come. I will say, being in Washington is a special thing. I was moved away at the end of my sophomore year, but off and on over, I'm now 73, all those years, I've come back. If you live locally, don't wait until something happens that you might never see someone like me again, or more importantly, people like you.
Absolutely. What a great word. Again, and thank you so much for celebrating with our community concert series. I planned it for you guys. I really did. I didn't know I did at the time, but it just fell into place.
Don't worry. I went out and got my 70s shirt to wear. We're going to rock on.
I know you will. The class of 71, of course, all weekend gathering, starting Friday with the actual formal reunion, but Saturday gathering at that 70s rock show. And yes, there will be tickets at the door, and I promise every one of you in that class are going to love this concert. These guys are amazing. They're playing all the hits from 1970 to 1979. Denise, it sounds like you got a great weekend planned. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you to you and to your class for your contributions back to your hometown community through the Community Foundation. I know that money is going to be put to good use, and we sure do appreciate you and look forward to having everybody back this weekend.
Rock on, dude.
Take 5 for your community is brought to you by German American Bank.